This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Our purpose is to remove barriers to learning. We work with families, our particular focus is the children of those families. And we want to forge good relationships between home and school. We want the kids to get the best out of the education that they possibly can. And in the process of doing this, working with the child and the family as a whole, we increase the empowerment of that family in their community. We help integration. We improve the outcomes for the whole family, and the child's future are therefore improved as well. That's what the Red Hen Project is there for.
Tell me about the sorts of children you look after.
I guess the easy answer to that is often children living in poverty, but it's certainly not the only trigger to bring children into our fold, so to speak. If a child has got a difficult situation at school, it invariably is due to some other kind of something going on in their life, and it could be a crisis such as a bereavement or an illness. There could be a relationship problem at home. A child could then end up feeling a bit left behind. When you talk about challenging behaviour in a child, there's always a reason for it. And we've got to understand what those reasons are and help the family as a whole understand why that child is behaving in this particular way and help them all through it.
Tell me how you go about doing that.
So we have a number of family workers, hugely dedicated, all of them actually women, as it happens. And what they start working with the family by simply listening, but they then are encouraging. They provide non-judgmental, practical help and advice. What we find is that the Red Hen Project family workers are hugely valued by the families we work with, also hugely valued by the schools, and also hugely valued by the city, because it's no secret that there's a lot of pressure on all our social care services at the moment. So we provide a backstop to all of that. But what we do, I think, that's very special and very significant is that we stick with our families. We provide continuing support for as long as it's needed. And through that, we build resilience, we build confidence, we connect families into their communities. And we do this with great sensitivity, with warmth, and with genuine care.
And you're able to do this virtually at the moment?
It's very hard, of course. We do a lot of work now online, but we do also, for our particularly vulnerable families and our particularly vulnerable children, we do doorstep visits. Obviously, some of our children are actually in school because they're so vulnerable, and we have the opportunity to work with them in school environments as well.
I know you've got some high-profile patrons. I'd like to understand a bit more about who they are and why. But before we do that, you've picked a piece of music for us. Tell us which piece of music and why you've chosen it.
So I've chosen a piece by Bjork. I love this unexpected bombshell, and I love the big band swing of it.
Bjork, and it's Oh So Quiet, the choice of Miranda Gompertz from the Red Hen Project here in Cambridge. So Miranda, you've got some pretty high profile patrons on board with the charity. Tell me about them.
We have the Queen's representative in Cambridge, Julie Spence. She's also Lord Lieutenant of Cambridgeshire. And we also have the Master of Jesus College, Sunita Allen. Both women are OBEs, both hugely successful and influential. And so this is a real coup for such a small charity like ours. We hope that they will host an event for us or help bring potentially teams to our campaigns, our fundraising campaigns, and generally raise awareness of what we're trying to do.
And if people are listening to this at the moment and they want to support you, want to help you, what's the best way they can do that?
The best way to support us at the moment is to donate some money to which you can do through our website, which is www.redhenproject.org. But equally, if you want to support us, you can do so in a more perhaps fun, more light-hearted way, and that is to join our spring 100 by 100 challenge. The challenges are open to anyone to choose. So we're not just, it's not just running a half marathon or just running a marathon. Our 100 by 100 challenge is about anything you particularly enjoy doing. So, for instance, we have had fantastic original artworks prepared by Tilly GW, and she has sold them all. They actually sold out within a few days, with all the proceeds going to the Red Hen Project, raising for us £160. We have somebody who is doing an indoor rowing challenge. So far, he's rowed 100 kilometres. He's hoping to row 300 kilometres by the end of March. So that's another opportunity. We have somebody who's doing some cooking and baking from her home. And for everything that she bakes, a donation is made. So there's lots of different ways in which people can get involved. So the overall aim is that we find 100 special people, each to raise £100, to give us a total of £10,000 by the end of March, which will enable the Red Hen Project to support 6 families for 6 months.
It's been lovely to chat to you, Miranda. We wish you all the very best with that. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you.